सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। स्थावरं जङ्गमं व्याप्तं यत्किञ्चित् सचराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। चिन्मयं व्याप्य सर्वं त्रैलोक्यं सचराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देवदेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देवदेव। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
When we read our scriptures, we find so many role models, Hanumanji, then Lakshmi Mata, then Lord Sri Ramji, Lord Sri Krishnaji, all these are role models. Why we, that's why we tell this story, so that the, you can come to the front. You know, everybody likes to sit at the back, eh? Come to the front. The stories where it is told to the children can really picturize the role models. As a result, they will be like, they'll want to be like them. If there is no role model, people will know what exactly to be done. So that's why the leaders should be there, role models should be there. But in the world, we'll find very less leaders, more are followers. They want to follow. If somebody is doing, they will join that one. They will do that one. But on their own, if you will tell them to take responsibility, people will not take. Because people generally, they are inclined to just follow somebody. More followers are there, but few leaders. But again, in the leaders also, if the leader is not leading in the right direction, then the followers will go in that direction because they don't know what to do. They want to follow somebody. But whoever is leading, if they are not in the, they are not leading in the right direction, then the society will be corrupted. That's why now we see this ISIS and all those things, they are so popular. A lot of doctors, engineers, teenagers, they like to go to ISIS. They are not getting married here, the girls, they want to marry these ISIS people there. And they go through a lot of difficulties, but they go there. So that means people, they want to be led by somebody. There is a lot of craving is there. But leaders are very few. Okay. Then who will be the leader? Actually, each individual is a leader. Each individual. It is a discovery that is to be made. And one cannot tell oneself that I am the leader. Whatever I am telling, you do that. Many people do that way. My way or see the highway. At home, they want to lead whom? The children, because they think that the children are small and I am like 5 feet or 6 feet and the children are only 1 feet or 2 feet high. So we can tell them whatever I want. It doesn't work. If I want another person to do exactly what I am doing, if I want other person to think the way I think, if I want other person to do exactly what I am doing, then I become a dictator. The dictators did work that way. The morning I was telling Hitler, Hitler had 8 doubles. 8 doubles means they will all talk like Hitler, they will dress like Hitler, they will sit like Hitler, they will smile like Hitler, so that Hitler, nobody can know who is the Hitler. And they want to do that way. But that is a big problem. We are human beings. Every life is independent. Every life is unique. If we try to mold somebody exactly the way we are doing, it is not that, see, we have lived for so many years. Can you tell that I am the happiest person? Nobody can tell. See, in a how many years, like 40 years, 50 years, 60 years we have lived, or 70 years we have lived. Can we tell that, Swamiji, one day I was completely happy and there was no other emotion, no greed, no anger, no unhappiness, no tension, no worries? We cannot tell that. We cannot tell. Though we want everybody to follow me, but I am not the right person to guide anybody. So a leader is made. Nobody can declare that one is a leader. Leader is made by the people. People follow. Okay. So we'll see there are some qualities of the leader. First thing, a leader will never try to assert oneself on anybody. Will never. And how one can be a leader? It's very, very subtle. You know, Mahatma Gandhi, take his example, he's a leader. Actually, strength-wise, he was not that strong. And grade-wise, he was not always, he was keeping third grade. But everybody considered him as a leader. And it went to, and he became so powerful. Whatever he was telling, people are just following. Even he will tell to make little salt. What is the big deal to make salt from the sea water? And it trembled the British Empire. Everybody started making the salt, they will take container, they will boil that water and they'll make salt. What it has to do with British Empire? British Empire, they have guns, they have got all kinds of, they know all kinds of warfare, they have got trained military. How this, by making the salt, how they can remove the Britishers? See, it becomes such a powerful movement.
Thank you. And that's why they tell rightly, they have told there are only two types of people in this world. One is married people and the other is happy people. It cannot be. It is not there at all. One may marry 100, but happiness is not there.
They have
hope. That is different. Okay. So a leader, what leader understands the common aspiration, and he will give a shape and size to everybody's aspiration. Everyone doesn't know what it is, but he can make it out. He will give a picture, and he will make it so realistic, people will tell, yes, I want that. And once people will recognize, yes, I want that, it is very clear, then he will show the path. Then everyone will consider that person as a leader. Okay? So leader, he makes a very imaginary, unrealistic goal as a realistic one. But he will never assert himself or herself. If one is imposing, like how as parents we impose on our children, you have to do this. Why? Because I am saying so. And why you are telling so? Because I am the dad, that's why I am to tell. That's why everybody has to follow. That doesn't work. If it has worked anywhere, that means there is something wrong. It will not work. We are human beings, we are not like, if you dog, we tell, okay, sit down, dog will sit down. If you tell stone, we put in one place, the stone will stay in the same place. Human being, no. You tell him sit there, then he will get up. If you tell him study, he will go and play. If you sleep, he will jump. Because human beings are human beings. Human beings, every human being is a unique creature. Every human being. Nobody is dependent on another person. God is present in each and every individual. So every individual has the potentiality to grow on their own. Like we have about education, isn't it? Our education, we go to the schools and then colleges, then we try to find the best college, whatever is possible. Okay. So why you are going to college, please tell me. Study, isn't it? Why you are studying? Get a job. After job, what will do? Will buy some zucchini and some potatoes and some one TV set, one iPhone. For that purpose, isn't it? These are called survival. Even if a person who is on the roadside also, he has got all these things. Okay? The difference is we take loan from the bank and have all these things, he's getting free. That's all. Everybody has. So they're called survival. For survival, nobody has to go to college, school and college. Survival instinct is inherent in each and every individual. You must have seen in the Discovery Channel, when the zebras, particularly zebras, when they're born, zebras are very tall, so the baby will fall down. When it falls, it hits the floor. Giraffe. It will fall down. Then the giraffe, what it will do, it will give a kick to that baby. Have you seen? It will give. Because when they fall, the blood and all those things are there, that smell and their flesh is very soft. The hyenas, they can smell from a long distance. So they will come and kill the giraffe. So the giraffe will give a big kick and he will be lying here like that. It will get up this after getting the kick. And once you get up, again another kick. He will try to stand up. The legs will be trembling, he will stand up. Another kick, he will start walking. Little, and the last four kicks he will give. And then the giraffe will start running. That is the way giraffe treat their babies. And we tell, oh my Pinto, like this we will do. And why he will listen? If he can walk in one day, he tell, okay, I will work 4 months, I will take to work. Because we don't allow that child to. And we want to eat for that child, and then we want to do homework also, people are doing for the children. That's why they're spoiled. Why they will do? The giraffe, how it makes that baby to get up. So that means he has made that baby to be self-sufficient. This is survival. The giraffe baby, it wants to survive. Now, if you ask why you want your children to go to college, I want them to survive. For survival, no education is required. You just leave a child little food and clothing, and the child will survive. For that purpose, we don't need any education. Education has a different purpose. Education is not to buy TV set and buy food. But now all our education is that. And how, and all the latest big people, they tell that, okay, study. As parents, we feel very happy if they go to school, then go to college, get a job, and after getting a job, they have to marry. If they don't marry, we'll show them the gun, the children. And if that is done, we think that at least another person is converted to our group. We are happy. Whatever they may go through, we are happy. At least my job I have done. What job you have done? You spoiled another person's life? We spoiled our life, and we spoiled another person's life very conveniently, very nicely, and gave a big picture, nice picture, just spoiled. That is not the leader. Leader is not that. Leader is who can understand everybody's common aspiration and make that visible to them, and he will work it out through the people. He will not do. He will make it is their project. Will not make them dependent. Then leader is made. Second thing, if a person is always telling I and my, that person cannot be leader. Cannot be leader. If he or she has got his own comforts, he always thinks, what I got, like people tell that, oh, I married you for so many years, what did I get from you? We ask this question, after how many years? After 30 years, we ask that question. 30 years, we should have asked the first day. But we feel that we didn't get anything. As if the other person got everything. We feel that way. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. I and my has to be replaced with we and ours. Then that person can be leader. That person will always tell it is ours. And in the morning I was telling, one day one lady, she was giving me a ride. And her husband is a big doctor. He's very popular. Okay. And she's not doing any job because two small children are there. So she's not doing job. So husband and wife, they come to the mission. But some days the children are not well or something, then one person has to stay at home. Then that day her husband could not come, but she was there in the mission. Then and her turn was there to drop me in Badri. Then on the way we had to talk. When somebody is giving ride, we cannot sit like a dumb and come. We have to talk because they are spending the gas and time, so we have to talk. You don't talk, next time they will not volunteer to give ride. In food also. Food will eat for 5 minutes and 1 hour to talk. All the garbage you have to talk. Because that whatever food you have taken already digested by talking. Talking is our main job, professor, okay, talking professor. But anyhow, then I asked her, how come we didn't see your husband today? What happened? Now, Swamiji, he is babysitting my child. That means she doesn't consider that child as his. He has nothing to do with that child. She is the sole owner of that child. So he is babysitting her child, okay? It's just like a bank, how they keep our money, like that kind of thing. A leader will not be of that type. Leader will never use, very rarely will use the word I. Okay? But always you tell we, what we can do. It is our project, like when we are coming to mission. What will it? It is our mission. Where we are going? Our mission. Not Chinmay mission, some Chinmay mission, something called Chinmay mission. No, it is our mission. No, that nobody called, other people are not here. Okay? When the I is replaced with we and my is replaced with our, surely that person will be like a pole star. Everybody will follow that individual. But if all the time one is telling me, like a goat, then nobody will have to get out from this individual. Nobody will like that individual at all. Okay? So a leader will rarely use these words. What are those words? I and mine. At home, really, if you want the children and other people whoever is there, if anybody is there, if you have taken the help of a lawyer and removed, then I cannot tell. But if somebody is there at home and you want that person to listen to you, don't use the word I and my. It is our home, not my home. Don't tell that is my parents, your parents, no, our parents. Our children, our home, our joys, then automatically it will create an atmosphere where everyone will listen to that individual because this person is not selfish. Okay. Now let us come to, because our topic is leadership in Bhagavad Gita, so we'll see how in Bhagavad Gita these qualities are told in so many slokas so nicely. First one, all of you have the paper, so we'll read. Klaibhyam masmagama partha. Naita tvayupapadyate. Kshudram hrudaya daurvalyam. Tyaktostishtha param tapa. Together. Klaibhyam masmagama partha. Naitattvayupapadyate. Kshudram hrudaya daurvalyam. Tyaktostishtha param tapa. So the meaning is Klaibhyam. What happened to Arjuna? Arjuna was a great warrior. And he doesn't know what failure is. Always he was successful. And he was so good at particularly archery that he can see, he can look down and he can aim something at the top, even if the target is moving. And how small the target may be, he has got very good aim. And he has defeated, there is nobody who can stand in front of Arjuna. Only one sound always that was ringing in his mind is twang. That when we shoot the arrow, how that sound is, only he is brought up with that. Okay, he doesn't know anything else. He has defeated Kauravas, he has defeated twice before. But a time came, the same Arjuna, he told Bhagavan Sri Krishna to take the chariot to the battlefield. Bhagavan did that, he just listened to Arjuna. He took the chariot and put in between the two armies. And suddenly something happened after seeing the armies and Dronacharya and Bhishmacharya, and he cannot stand. He is just shivering. His mind is going crazy. And he cannot even hold the bow and arrow he is holding from a childhood. That is his toy. Now, a situation came where he cannot even hold the bow. Forget connecting the arrow. He could not. And he just, you have seen that picture how he was sitting, putting his hand on the head, forehead. That means he was completely gone. He has no energy at all. He has no energy. He could not fight at all. And then he brought a lot of logic why he will go away from this war. He told Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna obliged him. But now he is telling that he would not want to fight. This kind of situation happens to those people who are successful. Okay? Those who are intelligent. Or at least they think that they are intelligent. It will not happen to a person who is not doing anything, who has not achieved anything. He will never have this kind of problem. But those who are achieving, they are good in their work, they will have this problem. A time comes, some situation will happen where they are completely broken. Okay? The marriage proposal, when it coming going for 1 year or something, suddenly it is decided that he has already given the, he kneeled down in front of her and he has already given the ring. That means marriage is what? Certain. It is fixed. It is surely because the ring has given me, picture is taken, selfie and sent to mom. Mom, today she has given the, he has given the ring and he is kneeling down, okay? For the, that is the only day he will be, and that picture has to be taken and it has to be kept, selfie is taken. Okay. Now, the marriage will be after 1 year or 6 months or something. Suppose suddenly he will tell, no, I'm not interested. Then what will happen? Our heart will break. He's not married, but still our heart will break. We can, when things are going okay, everything is all right, then we'll tell that, you know, I'm more successful. If things go a little different, everybody will quit. That is the tendency. When the situation becomes difficult, common people, they will try to quit. If the company is doing good, stock is going very nice and everything, and we are getting raise every year, then we'll like to work. But little somewhere, something will happen, I want to quit. This is a general tendency. When difficulty comes, we don't want to stick there, we don't want to continue. We'll try to give up. And same thing, Arjuna, now it is happening. He's a warrior, he's a kshatriya. This is the time in the battlefield he has to fight. This is not to bring all the logic and arguments to quit, but he wanted to quit. Okay. Then what Bhagavan is telling? Klaibhyam masmangama partho Arjuna, you are becoming like a eunuch. Important, completely important. It doesn't really befit you. You are a warrior, you are a kshatriya, it doesn't befit you. Na etat tvai upapadyate. It doesn't really befit you. Kshudram hudrav daurbalyam. That means give up this meanness of your heart. Get up, O paramtapa, O Arjuna. That is the meaning. How the leader, a leader will be that person who can really encourage people at the time of difficulty. Like if our children are not doing good, suppose two children are there, one child is doing well, the other child is not doing well, then what will tell to the child who is not doing well? You are good for nothing. See how your brother is doing. And when guests come at our home, then we'll tell them, what you are studying? Oh, he is studying all A grade. What about him? He don't talk. So always you want to discourage. Always you discourage. We are doing a class like in one place. You know, there are so many ladies, their husbands treat them so bad. So bad. And it is not that they are not educated. Wives are highly educated. They are earning very good. It's even more than the husband. But their husband doesn't give any credit. And they will take care of children. They will take care of him. They will take care of the in-laws. They will take care of the society. They will take care of the family. And they will earn. They will cook. They will do everything. But they behave as if they are good for nothing. And many of us will just go by that. But many they cannot tolerate. And they cannot tolerate, they cannot do anything. So they just go through a lot of... So we are conducting some classes, but they are really good. Because people don't treat even their own spouse properly. But that is not the nature of a leader. A leader is who will always encourage. Like Pujya Gurudev, encouragement is the sign of a leader. Here that is told. Bhagavan encouraged Arjuna. Like as I was telling, only successful people, they will meet this kind of situation where in a particular, when the situation becomes a little grave, they will quit, they will give up. At that time, what is the job of the leader? First will tell, will remind the person who is giving up, his or her own inner strength. Don't depend on anybody. God is in you, the strength to stand the situation. The strength to face the situation is in you. We don't need anybody's support. Who will tell that? The leader will tell. That means we'll remind the inner strength. Don't tell that now we depend on, okay, if I got final strength like how all of us we do now. Actually, we want our daughter to get married, but we give her education and also what we want. She should be financially strong. That strength is no strength at all. If there is no inner strength, that strength is nothing. That is not going to help. So inner strength is the greatest strength. That will never deplete. But we always try to make a person strong by keeping different things outside. We never remind. We never tell that, you know, you are strong inside, you don't have to depend on other things. But inside you are weak, outside you want to be strong. That is, it is just like borrowed meal. How many days will you live on borrowed meal? Okay, be strong inside. Okay, the leader will remind the person who is trying to give up. Second thing, now when the person will surely find a lot of reasons why I'm going to quit. Like how when the people divorce, you know, what are things they have got, they are like the best lawyers, anybody. They will tell the arguments, they will bring like as if they have studied in the best law college. These are things, she is doing this or he is doing like this. No, at that time the leader will show them the impracticability of the, or impracticality of the, of quitting. How it is not practical to quit at that time. When everything is okay, if you quit, that is okay. But not a situation where situation really demands our help or our involvement. At that time, one should not quit. That is cruelty. In the morning, I was telling to the Badrit, two children, they were coming. One family. The one child, the older child, he is, many of you may be knowing that family because they are here. He has some disease where he cannot speak, the head will be like this, the hands will be, everything is crooked. He cannot, there is not a single part of the body which is straight. Always sitting on a chair. When he was small, they were bringing him, carrying him in the shoulder. But now he's big, he's so big boy. But he cannot walk, he cannot talk. He's just sitting all the time in the chair, he's tired, and they give him food. But he's a very spiritual person. If he chant bhajans or something, he feels so happy and he will make a very different kind of noise. That means he is happy. But he cannot talk or anything. His entire life, that means he is dependent. So the family, they bring bhiksha to the mission. Then when they come, then I will sympathize with them that, you know, this is that. But they will never allow me to feel pity for them. They will never, not a single day I have heard sin from them. Always they will tell Swamiji, the second child is very bright, very brilliant boy. Now he is a doctor in California. But the first one, he is not there. He is sitting at home all the time. He cannot study. Then they will tell Swamiji, this child is God for us. And because of him, we have got everything in our life. We just take care of him. We don't go to temple. We don't go here and there. We just take care of him. We think that God is in the form of him. It is our job, our only duty is to take care of him. Otherwise, why God gave him to our family? But if that is the case with us, we will tell Swamiji, why? Why me? Why me? We'll quit. I don't want. Like when our parents are a little old or something, we go and see them occasionally. And then, oh, I'm going to see you, and with a big noise we go. And 5 days after that, we have to come back because your money's attraction, their parents' attraction. Which is bigger? Then one day we'll tell Swamiji, dad passed away. Thank God he passed away, he died very nicely. We'll tell that way, that's all. Because we cannot take care. We cannot take care. How many days will take care? So there's a tendency to give up. But whenever the leader will remind the inner strength, and second thing, that how it is not practical to quit something. Okay? What we are involved in, I'm not telling that everything everybody can do, many things we cannot do. But whatever we are doing, whatever we have chosen, don't give up. Like particularly this New Year resolution, what is the biggest resolution? To lose some weight. And then treadmill is brought and everything, 1 or 2 days, that treadmill is going to break, one will think. Because all the time that person is sleeping on the treadmill. Because we have to lose some weight as if these are just going to just fall off like hair from the head. The place fat will fall off. You know, they're just clinging, they're holding there, they're staying there together for so many years. How they will go, just go? They will just bend just like that. It will take some 4 years, 5 years if one is regular, then some may go 1 pound or 2 pounds and will lose. 1 day, 2 days started, and then every day I'm standing on that weighing machine. I see that it is instead of going right, left side, it is going right side. Because Or one day I see that it went 0.5 pound less. That day, two lasagnas and two pizzas. And next day, 10 pounds up. In one place. Like how in India, the trains, they come late always. Now, of course, Modi is there, so it is a little different. It is, everything is going okay. Then, the trains are coming in time means only 24 hours late. That is called coming in time. And then the parents, they talk regarding everybody, all the neighbors gossip, they know how to spend time. But what about children? They don't know anything, they are getting bored. So in the railway station, the platform, they are just going here and there and they are getting bored. Suddenly they saw a huge man came and they are very interested. And he was going, do you know where he was going? He was going towards a weighing machine. So in this platform they put the weighing machines. So the children said, let us see what is that machine. Now that pointer is going to the completely will fall off because such a huge man, this weighing machine cannot weigh him. So let us see. And they went and it was so difficult, he put the left leg on the weighing machine. Then another 5 minutes he took and put the left leg. Then now he's standing on the weighing machine. And everyone looked, wow. But you will not believe. Only that went only 50 pounds. It stopped there. It didn't go at all. They are surprised. They are looking to each other's face. How come? How can we only 50 pounds? He is such a big man. Then another child is telling, he is hollow inside. He is hollow. Otherwise, he would have only 50 pounds only. It is hollow inside. See, whenever we are doing something good, we should not quit at all. But generally we quit. Generally we quit. That means that person, it is not firm in his mind that what that person wants. So the leader is to remind that is not good to quit. Even though we are not getting result, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But don't quit. Now Bhagavan told the same thing to Arjuna. That Arjuna, the strength is, he gave him the self-knowledge, the strength is within, and don't give up. Okay. Now, this is the our leaders, the first quality, the leader will always encourage, will never discourage anybody. Encouragement energizes even at the time of grave situations. It doesn't matter how big a calamity is, but if one is encouraging, surely that person will stand up. So,
today we'll try all the so at least we'll know what is working, what is not working. Today is the best day. Then but he will always, if somebody will come, Gurudev, and this education is so nice, we are learning, listening, our children should learn all these things as if he has already learned. Now children are to learn. And Swamiji, we should start a school. Okay, school? Okay, work. And then you will work, the money, the land, he will do everything. The people that way, everywhere, mission has no money at all. The people do all these things. So everywhere, he will never discourage a single person. But if our children will tell, Dad, I think I want to be a singer, not engineering. Singer? Where will get food? Who will get married? 100 obstacles will bring at the end. He will tell us, Namaste, Astu Bhagwan, let me go. There's no encouragement at all. We want to listen to singing by somebody. Somebody else is the child is singing. We'll go and sit there. If our child will tell that we'll be singer, no way, no way. And if the children will tell us, Mom, you know, I see everybody is getting married and all the thing. I want to become a brahmachari. Nobody will tell. Occasionally they may tell that I want to become a brahmachari. Then immediately Mom and Dad, they have got some secret talk, okay? They will find the neighbor's girl and they will put him and now he cannot get out. He cannot get out. Okay, this is the halal. Because we don't want anybody to free. We don't want. If anybody will come free, then our job is over. Then what is the value of what I am doing? Nobody will value that. So we'll take somehow, find somebody and spend money. There is no doubt we spend a lot of money. And pay this and big mandap will be there and then the orchids will be there on the table or food will be there, all the pigs and buffaloes and cows that were slaughtered and all the apples will be taken and they will be decomposed and will make their juice and everything. And we are happy, everyone is gone, we converted. We will not allow anybody to free. See, this is the, no encouragement, but leader will not. If somebody is telling to do something, always, never be afraid, because in the world, the greatest thing, tell me, what is the greatest thing you are looking for? Isn't it? Okay. So peace and happiness, they are two different things. Peace is a condition of the mind, and which is a prerequisite to function in the world even. Peace is the condition of the mind. But happiness is not a condition of the mind. Happiness is our nature. If one is, like whatever is making our mind disturbed, if those things are removed, mind will automatically be peaceful. Let us say we are jealous of somebody, then our mind is disturbed. If we are not jealous, mind will be peaceful. One need not have to do spiritual practices for that. Spiritual practice is done to realize God. Spiritual practice is not done to make the mind peaceful. Is it clear? Peace of mind is needed to function the mind. Disturbance of the mind are created by us. But the happiness is the not realizing that we are happiness is caused by ignorance, not by any action. That is a different thing. Ignorance is the cause for unhappiness, and disturbance of the mind is because of our actions. We don't like somebody, we hate somebody, we try to create problem somebody, we are angry on somebody, then our mind will disturb. If you don't get angry, our mind will be peaceful. If you are not jealous, mind will be peaceful. For that purpose, one need not have to go to a spiritual organization. Wherever, suppose I am getting angry on somebody, and then going for the peace of mind to the mission, it will not work. Where peace will come? When peace will come? When I go and apologize to that person, sorry, at that time I got angry on you, it should not be, I'm sorry, then mind will be peaceful. Problem is here, solution I cannot look it here. Okay, peace of mind is different from happiness. So next time we'll see how encouragement that now 7 days are there. This entire week, always encourage. Whoever is telling, of course, somebody told Dad, I want to kill somebody. Don't go and buy a gun and give him, okay? Swamiji, you told to encourage, every time you encourage. Not that way, I have to leave encouragement in the good way, okay? Like parents, many parents, they want to save their children. If the children are drinking in the college or something, they tell her, why you drink outside, you drink at home. So both mom, dad and the children, they make a bar there and they drink at home together. They're saving their child, okay? Why you will do wrong things outside? Let him do. He's in a protection. That is not the way. I'm not telling that kind of thing. Encouragement. Encouragement in the right direction. Okay. We'll see more of it next time. But what is the homework? What is entered with? Encouragement, yes. Suppose your husband will tell that, will I bring little potato for you? Don't tell, you don't know how to select potatoes. I will tell you, yes, please go. Suppose he is telling that, can I help you today by cleaning the utensils? Yes, encourage, okay? Encourage.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasisya Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.